Once again, it's time for the Appleton Public Library Show with head librarian Cindy Henricks. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, kind of a rainy day off and on today.
Sure is, but you know, it's nice and warm and dry at the Appleton Public Library.
Well, hopefully it is all the time, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, well, it's cool in the summer, of course,
yep.
Because, you know, we need to make sure to control those temperatures. But, yep. But yeah, we pretty much remain the same. I mean, the weather cannot necessarily always affect us. So if you're looking for something to do, you want to check out, of course, any of our materials. We're open and available, so that's kind of exciting anyway. We're available 6 days a week, which is really wonderful.
Right. Then online, 7 days a week, 24/7, right?
Yes, we do. We have digital content. You are so right. So if you don't have enough reading material at home and you are stranded because of the weather, you can download an e-book or an e-audio book that you can listen to. That's so wonderful. It's such a great service. Plus, you can go online to your online account, and let's say that you've got a book that's not quite overdue, but it's close to being overdue. You can renew your materials once online with your online account. And if you need help setting that online account up, give us a call over the phone or stop in, and we will be happy to set that online account up for you. It's pretty easy. It's just a couple of clicks and a password. So, yeah, there's so many things that you can do online. And, of course, there's a lot of things you can do in person here, too, at the Appleton Public Library.
Yeah, tell us about it. What's going on at the library in the next month or so?
Oh, my goodness. Summer is almost here. So we have been gearing up for all sorts of things. We've got wonderful opportunities for children and teens as well as for adults. Our children's summer reading program is called Reading by Design, and we've got a calendar of events that will just knock your socks off, Paul. So many fun things. I mean, our program begins on June 5th, which is a Monday, and you just come on down, sign your kids up, and you can participate in all sorts of stuff. There, we have an Engineer It, where they're going to be demonstrating like roller coasters. On Thursday, June 8th, we've got a beekeeper coming. We're making fairy gardens. Valley Dance is going to perform. We've got Sioux County 4-H coming here. We've got trolls. We're making troll hair, Paul. You have to come down and make some troll hair.
Making what?
Have you seen troll hair?
Oh, from trolls?
Yep, we are celebrating trolls during the week of the 4th of July by making all sorts of things that have to do with trolls. We've got quilting going on. We've got Lego Man, which is a super huge program where he brings millions of Legos. I just can't hardly believe how popular this guy is. I mean, he travels all over the United States with his Legos.
Wow.
Yeah. We've also got a ceramics present. I mean, we just have so many things. So you're going to want to sign your kids up for these wonderful opportunities. It's just incredible, all the things that Lynette's got going on here at the Appleton Library for Reading by Design. Because remember, design can go from an artistic perspective. It also can go from a robotic perspective. And you should see the giant robot that we have here at the library, too. So we've got a lot of things for kids this summer. So please stop on down and sign your children up. We've got a program for age 4 to 4th grade and a program for teens from 5th through 12th grade. So a little something for everyone here at the Appleton Library. We also are offering a canvas painting class here at the library, and that is for adults. We are offering a canvas painting on Tuesday, June 13th at 6:30 p.m. If you are interested in that, give us a call or stop in and register. We do have a limited number of participants because of materials and things like that. So keep those things in mind if you're interested in that. Also, we have a great opportunity. We're partnering with the Madison, Camby, and Dawson Library. And so the Appleton Library is partnering with Madison, Camby, and Dawson Library, and we are offering free tickets to attend the Dawson Boyd Arts Association's History Theater production Sweetland, the musical.
Mm.
And so each of our libraries is offering 20 free tickets. So if you are a member of any of those libraries, stop on down to the library and sign up for your ticket to this particular event. We're also offering a opportunity to meet the author of the book, Will Weaver, and he's been here in Appleton before. That's why we were very fortunate to be invited to participate in this event. He wrote a short story called A Gravestone Made of Wheat, and that particular short story was, of course, made into a movie or film, which several of the local people here were participants in the making of that film. And we aired that film a couple years ago, and also invited Will Weaver here. And so now he is going to be at the Dawson Library and to chat a bit before the event, of course, the musical Sweetland at the Dawson Boyd Arts Association. So kind of an exciting and a wonderful opportunity. So stop on by one of those libraries and ask about this wonderful opportunity.
All right.
So, yeah, and then we also have Amy Larson is going to be here to talk about her new book. She's written a book, and she's a local person. Help, I'm buried in the underwear drawer. So she is going to be at the Appleton Library on the 22nd of June at 6:30 p.m. to talk about her new book. So like I said, a little something for everyone here at the Appleton Library.
All right. Yeah, my wife just heard Amy speak at Calvary Baptist Church here last week, and she's quite the speaker and author.
Yes, we're excited to have her. I mean, she's a local Appleton person, and and in fact, I live in the house that she grew up in.
Oh, wow. The stories you could tell, right?
I guess. I don't know.
She could tell. Yeah.
She lived there before I did.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, kind of a wonderful opportunity for us to help promote her book and everything, too. So like I said, just, you know, we've got lots of activities for kids, many activities for adults in the month of June, and stop on down and check some of these things out.
All right. Well, we've talked about troll hair. You got a robot, a big robot, a lot of just a wide variety of stuff at the Appleton Public Library.
Yes, I think we're a group of very creative people here.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Well, let's move into our segment of What Are People Reading, Cindy?
Well, we've got a lot of new things out. If you are a Joe Nesbo fan, she's got a new book out called The Thirst. Retired Inspector Harry Hole is drawn back to the crime squad by the case of a serial killer who targets women who use Tinder and apparently bites them to death. Oh my goodness.
Mm.
Since We Fell by Dennis Lehan, a woman struggles to understand who she really is, first searching for her father and then coping with a breakdown. Then Men Without Women by Haruki Murakami is seven stories by the Japanese writer, so short stories. And then A Dog's Way Home by W. Bruce Cameron is separated from the man who rescued her as a puppy. A dog sets out 400 miles of wilderness.
Mm.
Anyway, so, and now this is fiction, so that means it's not a true story. In nonfiction, we've got Jackie's Girl by Kathy McKean, recollections from Jackie Kennedy's longtime assistant. Now, this has really gotten a lot of hype out there in the media world, so it'll be interesting to see how this book is going over. Also new is Teammate by David Ross with Don Yeager. It's a life in baseball by the now-retired Chicago Cubs catcher. And then Rising Star by David J. Garrow is a critical biography of Barack Obama, focusing particularly on his formative years. So even though he's not president any longer, there's always someone out there writing a story about him.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
I guess. So lots of new things. Stop on down to the Appleton Library. Our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 5:30. Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10:30 to 7:30. Saturdays, 10:30 to 2:30. And then you can give us a call at 320-289-1681, although we have made it into the new phone book this year, which is a great thing because we've actually been left out a couple of years.
Okay.
And, of course, you can stop on down to the Appleton Civic Center where we're located and let us help you with your reading needs.
All right. Thanks, Cindy, for the report today, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
That's Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.